This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Crime in America, we're going to be talking about it as long as we have leftists, as long as we have Democrats, people that call themselves progressives, we'll be covering crime. And the only question is, how bad does it get before the pendulum swings back the other way? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. Despite the media cycle and all the firings that have been going on, there are many, many other things that need to be talked about. And one of the issues is crime. Target has a store. I'm going to call it the shopping of the future. Have you ever gone into a store and you're looking for something and you then say, well, where do you guys keep the razor blades? And, oh, well, they're locked up over here. Or you go to the razor blade section and it's locked up. And you're like, what are you locking these up? People steal them. Let me tell you, when you go to a store and they have things behind plexiglass, you are in the wrong neighborhood. Yes. You're in the wrong neighborhood. I went to a store once. They had the razors behind plexiglass, the liquor behind plexiglass. People would walk. I mean, it tells you people's priorities. I got to shave, and which I won't blame them. And these razor blades are expensive. But that and liquor were behind plexiglass. In some stores you go in big cities, it's all behind plexiglass. You guys have heard me talk about where I lived in St. Louis. And the first time I went into this little bodega, I literally talked about this the other day. First time I went into this little bodega, you go into this room, it was like, it was a building, but the front of the room was about, say, 6 feet by 20 feet across. And the guy who ran it, I used to see him up and down the street, a black dude. I didn't know what he did because I had never gone into the bodega. Well, he was the owner. So I go inside because I was curious. I'd walked by it multiple times and never gone in. It had a vending machine on the outside that was behind a steel, it was enclosed, encased in steel bars. The vending machine was being held hostage. It was a prisoner. And it left a spot for you to get your drink, to make the selection, and pay. Other than that, you couldn't touch that machine. You couldn't tip it over. Nothing. It was bolted to the building. And that was enough of a clue. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. I live in the hood. So, you know, I go into this guy's store, and everything is behind plexiglass. I went, what? Yeah, you told him what you wanted, and he went and got it. For all intents and purposes, he could have had a robot, you know, one of these things, like a vending machine. This is aisle A1D3, you know, you go over there, it picks it and drops it in there once you've paid. And it was no big deal. And people were in and out of there, in and out of there. I mean, I was probably three or four people were in and out while I was there. And I bought something because I felt bad just going in to look. And I also was curious, how does this guy make a living with this little bitty store in the hood? And I told the story because there was no grocery store that you could walk to. There was nothing close. When I used to go visit my poor family members and we would go to the city, a grocery store was in walking distance of every black neighborhood. I'm talking Piggly Wiggly. I'm talking Kroger. There was one within walking distance of where my aunt and uncle lived. There was a Piggly Wiggly, and we would walk up there. Every day I walked to Piggly Wiggly to get something. Piggly Wiggly. The pink pig. Anyway, not anymore. So all the stores like that have pulled out. They're like, we can't make a living. So here's, I'm going to give you some things. If you see a grocery store in a neighborhood, it's probably good. If you see a Starbucks near that grocery store or in that grocery store, it's a good neighborhood. Congratulations. Where'd you buy? Yeah. But if you see a bodega and then you see Bail Bondsman and a self car wash, you are not in a good neighborhood. They're going to be a check cashing joint somewhere near you too. I guarantee it. This is the way it works. So you're looking at the store of the future, this Target that's got everything behind plexiglass. Not just, not razors, not just liquor. And what else is expensive? Well, it's all expensive today, isn't it? Isn't it? In the time of Bidenflation, what's cheap? That is going to be your shopping experience. You'll walk down the aisle, and it'll be like a big vending machine. And you'll say, oh, you know what? I'd like, you push two buttons, you pay. You push the buttons you want. It'll tell you, we just charge your credit card. Go up to the front, and security will get you your item. It's going to be a hassle. Here's what they said. The city's residents continue to battle soaring crime brought to light recently with the murder of Cash App CEO Bob Lee and the brutal broad daylight attack on the city's former fire commissioner. This is in San Francisco. A Target spokesperson said this. Like other retailers, organized crime is a concern across our business. We're taking proactive measures to keep our items and guests, our teams and guests safe while deterring and preventing theft. These mitigation efforts include additional security guards, adding third-party guard services at select locations. Select locations. That's a euphemism. And using new technologies and tools to protect merchandise from being stolen. So let me just explain what they just told you. They called it organized crime. And I don't blame organized crime for getting involved, just for the record. But prior to organized crime, you want to know what it was? It was a bunch of leftists who had been trained in entitlement. Particularly leftists of color. You know what they're never going to tell you? They're never going to say these things are being implemented in neighborhoods that have a high population of black and brown people. They will never tell you that. But that's the wink, wink, nod, nod code for this is what we're doing. What they're doing in those neighborhoods are not going to get done across the city. And what my grandfather called, where the white folks live. In the white folks part of town. Now, there's black folks over there now. When my grandfather was talking about the white folks part of town, that was when black people couldn't live there. Now there's black folks over there, like myself. I like to live with in the white folks part of town. Okay? I'll freely admit it. I don't want to live in the black folks part of town. I don't. And I'm going to tell you a dirty little secret. Neither do most blacks. So Target's got plexiglass for organized crime. No, they don't. They have plexiglass for brown and black people. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats hate the truth like a cockroach hates rain. I'm telling you, they are like sprayed roaches when the truth comes out. They do not want it to see the light of day. And the case in point has to do with MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, you guys have heard me talk about MTG. She's certainly going to ruffle feathers on the left. I call her a smart version of AOC. And I will tell you, the Republican establishment hates Marjorie Taylor Greene because she dare buck the system. She dare make people go outside of themselves. She dare make the left, she challenges them on their lies. And Republicans don't like that because we have a uniparty system that says, let's have all this Marcus of Queensbury rules and decorum as we fleece the American public, as we show them we don't have to have 1 ounce of concern for anything that they do. So in this hearing, where I don't know what they were even talking about, to be honest with you, because it really doesn't matter. Swalwell makes a comment and acts as if the Democrats are very, you know, humanitarian and caring. And you'll hear the very beginning of it. And the reason why I tell you I don't know what it was about is it didn't matter. Because all he said was wah, 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 wah. It was a lie. He didn't believe a word of what he said. And when we play this clip, I'm going to play it in its entirety. It's over 4 minutes. But here's what I will tell you. It's mostly silence. And I'm going to talk through the silence, but it's the Democrat. It's Eric Swalwell making a stupid comment. And then before Marjorie Taylor Greene even goes into it, she says she makes what is considered to be an incendiary comment that requires them to go look at the rules. And as you listen to this, I want you to understand, this is her speaking the truth about Swalwell. And that's all it took for everybody to go, whoa, whoa, wait, hold on a minute. How dare you you deal in truth with us? As you hear what she says, I want you to think about the election of 2020 and the so-called election deniers. I want you to hear about J6 and the so-called insurrectionist. I want you to think about what they say about Joe Biden, that he's Mr. Truth in government. He brought class to the White House and all everything that has to do with revolving around him and his crime family and everything else. You just think about all that, because everything that comes out of it, every metaphor you can think of, every piece of the deceptive, duplicitous government acts, policy acts that this government does on us is wrapped up in this one thing that I'm about to play for you. You guys have that clip? So here's Marjorie Taylor Greene. I want to comment along with it because I want you to understand there isn't anything happening. You know, it isn't a blank. During the broadcast, they have to literally deliberate minutes before they come back with stuff. Here it is.
Our rhetoric and to denounce anti-Semitism and anti-police rhetoric in this country so that Jewish Americans and police officers can be safer?
Congressman, I do.
Thank you, and I yield back.
Like Swalwell really cares.
The gentleman yields, and now I recognize the gentlelady from Georgia, Ms. Green.
That was quite entertaining from someone that had a sexual relationship with a Chinese spy, and everyone knows it. But
I move to take our words down.
You gotta love it.
Completely inappropriate. Yeah, stand by just a second while we research the rule.
Inappropriate
give me just
at
a
all.
Second.
All right, so now
I need to reclaim make sure I have my full 5 minutes.
Now, let's talk about, because there's going to be some silence here for just a second, but let's talk about what she said. What she said was the truth. Representative Swalwell knew this woman, knew she was, found out she was a Chinese spy, then eventually disavowed himself, but they kept him on the House Intelligence Committee, or I believe it was the Intelligence Committee. Anyway, they're about to come back and make a statement about this. Hang on.
A motion has been made. The gentleman will, the committee will suspend, and the gentleman will state the words that he wishes taken down.
Everything that the gentlelady from Georgia has said.
No, you need to be more specific.
The accusations of an affair with a Chinese spy. Those are engaging in personalities, and those words should be taken down, and the gentlelady should not be able to speak anymore in this hearing.
Yeah, let's shut her down.
The latter part of that is not an appropriate motion, but we will evaluate the striking of those words. Give me just a second.
So that wasn't Swalwell. That was another guy in Congress. I forget his name, but he's just as dangerous as Schiff. He really is. So they're mad. And don't misunderstand me. It wasn't in great taste for her to do it, but still. Here they come.
The chair recognizes the gentlelady from Georgia and asks if she would like to retract those words.
Love this part.
No, I will not.
Yeah. So now there's going to be more silence. And here's what I want you to understand. Swalwell was one of the many Democrats who were associated with this suspected Chinese spy. And let me just say this. No suspect needed. She was a Chinese spy. Her name was Christine Fang, and they called her Fang Fang. And the reason why is because she's a snake, a double snake, Fang Fang. And they were, I think it was two mayors that she had a sexual affair with, as well as Eric Falwell. So Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying, I don't trust you with anything.
For those members who are wondering, we are looking into rule, Clause 1 of Rule 17 and the Rules of the House.
Now, this is what always I'm reminded of when I think about the pomp and circumstance that goes with these parliamentary rules. We have to look to see if what she said about a fellow congressman violates something. So if she had said, you're ugly, she would be in violation. The reason why they're struggling with this is because it's a fact. Now, here's what people don't know about this. Swalwell found out this girl was a spy. So he cut ties to her after the FBI alerted him to an investigation of Fang Fang. Now, here's what they go on to say. There's no evidence that publicly available evidence that Swalwell knew or suspected Fang Fang was working for Beijing, nor is there any rule, anything that says she broke rules of fundraising. She didn't. She raised lots of Democrats, lots of money. That's not what's at issue here.
Okay, the chair rules that those words that were spoken are not going to be stricken from the record.
The gentleman
from Mississippi is recognized.
Now, listen, there's a black circle.
I don't think there's any question about what the gentle lady said.
I've been on this committee
from day one. We've never had an accusation made of any member like that.
Because no members had done it.
We all ought to be embarrassed at it. We are better committed than what the gentle lady is trying to make of this committee.
Whatever. I'm so sick of these clowns. I'm so sick of the Democrats wanting another set of rules for themselves. They act as if they've got all this decorum, that they care so much, and they don't. If somebody had said this about a Republican, and it had been true, none of those Democrats would have said a word about it. They wouldn't have voiced one ounce.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. South Korea's president's making a state visit to the White House just in time for a new deal. South Korea has agreed not to build its own nuclear weapons in exchange for having a significant say on how they might be used in a future conflict with North Korea. The gauges on the Mississippi River are already above flood stage in many places, with a crest not expected till Monday in Davenport, Iowa. Thanks to the massive snowpack in the Mississippi headwaters, some are predicting the worst flooding in 20 years. Another battle in the war between Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a newly appointed governing board that has jurisdiction over Disney property, just voided a bunch of agreements made by the ousted board members, so Disney is suing DeSantis. The UK government is canceling Microsoft's acquisition of the gaming platform Activision Blizzard, saying it would give Microsoft a stranglehold on the cloud gaming business. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
While the world fixates on the firing of Tucker Carlson, the rest of the world goes on, and I'm not going to let the leftists think for one second that I don't have my eye on them. It was bound to happen, folks. The fake news media can no longer ignore the obvious about the Biden crime family. Thank goodness. Let me play this clip.
The lawyers for Hunter Biden meeting with the DOJ this upcoming week. Do you expect Hunter Biden to get indicted? Do you expect other family members to have a target on their back or not? Or will this DOJ just ignore it all?
Well, they're in a pickle here, especially now with the IRS whistleblower. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason why Hunter Biden shouldn't have been indicted years ago, even before the last presidential election. But one of the challenges that I've learned that the Department of Justice, if there are any legitimate, serious people left in the DOJ that are really trying to do the right thing, is what do you do with this many family members of the president? I mean, there's not going to be anybody left for a Christmas picture if the DOJ did their job and went in there and indicted everyone that has any type of fingerprints involved in this influence peddling scheme. I mean, it's the entire family.
Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, that was James Comer, Republican out of Kentucky, who's talking about the Biden crime family. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Yep. This many family members of the president involved. For what? What do they do? What service do they offer? When you get down to grandkids, what do they offer? Why is everybody getting paid? Is it to keep their silence? Is it, you know, mutually assured destruction? What is it? They can't ignore them anymore, and neither can the politicians who supported the Biden crime family. They can't ignore it either. And I tell you, I wish you could see behind the scenes of what's going on with this stuff. I mean, I certainly wish I could. I already know what's behind the scenes because I've been, you know, not involved with the Democrats, but I've seen how politics works from the ugliness of it. And, ooh, the strategy that goes into this stuff would blow your mind. Who they can leverage. The deal making that's going on right now on behalf of the Bidens are getting them out. And, of course, Joe Biden declared, I'm running. I'm going to run. Yes, I'm up. It, by the way, how'd that go over? How did Joe Biden's announcement that he's running for president? Was it all over the news? Was it a big deal? What? No. You want to know what was bigger than Joe Biden saying, I'm running again? Tucker Carlson getting fired. Don Lemon getting fired. And what's that other guy? Oh, that's right. Dan Bongino got fired over the weekend. Okay. All that was bigger than Joe Biden said, I'm going to run for re-election. And he's got competition. He's got Kennedy. And, you know, here's a problem with Joe Kennedy. Joseph Kennedy, he sounds so horrible. It's like Nick Nolte with throat cancer. Have you heard him? He makes sense. He is a moderate, but you feel like he's going to lose his voice any minute. He's got a real... you have to hear him. We got a clip. I'm not even going to bother playing it because he's talking about why he sided with keeping the country open during COVID. And I happen to agree with him. That's where Trump has the most vulnerability, is if he keeps talking about Operation Warp Speed. But I think even Trump senses that at this point. Let me get back to what I was talking about here, the Biden crime family. So CBS finally aired a segment about the activities of the Biden family. I don't know if you saw it. It wasn't a hit piece per se, but what got me, and I may have talked about it even at the time, I said the fact that they even aired it tells you a lot. Think about the media lockdown that has been involved, that has been with the Biden family. FBI colludes with Twitter. Everybody colluding with the New York Times are writing puff pieces. They've given the talking points. All the media saying, Joe, Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong. Hunter Biden either. He's a great kid. There's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. It was a mashup of 20 different media outlets all saying the same thing. And suddenly, somebody breaks the veil, breaks the glass there, and we're talking about him. And I mentioned the other day where he was in print media. He's all over the place in print media. Consider all that happens when an elitist or group of elitists decides that they're going to sanction you, and in this case, the Bidens. They're targeting them for destruction. And somebody asked me, I don't know who it was, a radio or TV interview, but they said, Kevin, why would Biden declare if he knows he's out? And I'm like, what else is he going to do? He's what other strategy? Either you're going to run or you're not going to run. And if you say you're not going to run, it's a feeding frenzy. Because he's already got one competitor, Joe Kennedy. He will have others very soon. So what do you think he's going to do? He's going to tell you that he's going to run. But what do Democrats do? They lie. Joe Biden says, I'm going to run, which he's telling you he's not going to run. Well, you go, well, Kevin, he announces, so he's technically running. Look, we want to split hairs, fine. What I'm telling you is, and I said it the other day, in a few months, Joe Biden will be out. Let me put it this way. Before we get out of the year 2023, and I'm going to give myself some wiggle room. By the end of March of 2024, Joe Biden will be out of the race. He'll be lucky to be considered that they wouldn't have indicted him or that they wouldn't have invoked the 25th Amendment. But save either of those two things happening, he's still going to be out of the race. I feel very confident about what I just said. So, fake news media forced to put out that the Bidens, and who knows, maybe they'll add some other people, they're forced to put them on Front Street. But the targeting of the Bidens didn't stop there. Fox News wanted in because they lost all their credibility when they revealed the leftism that was infecting the network. And, of course, part of that has to do with them firing Tucker Carlson. And anyone who sided, by the way, with Christine Blasey Ford cannot be a conservative outlet. That's just me. All right. Nor can they be a balanced network reporting on stories without bias. Ford's lies were easy to spot, yet the mainstream media clung to her side. And now Fox has done one additional thing to get rid of its audience. What are you thinking? But even in the spotlight, Fox saw a 14% decline in their ratings. Now, one guy said, well, that's what sent him back to the drawing board. Okay, I'll go with that. But then you fire Tucker? I know I've digressed because we're beyond that. We're looking at the bigger picture here. He says, maybe being conservative wasn't so bad when they lost that 14%. Well, now that they're another $500 million down on their money, on their stock, and they got a Brian Kilmeade filled in for Tucker on the first night that he took his, that he wasn't on, and it was a train wreck. Brian Kilmeade is a decent morning guy. You know, kind of a feel-good guy, kind of a pippy guy. You know, hey, guys, it's Brian Kilmeade. You know, we're on Fox and Friends. And he talks real quick. But he is not a guy that can carry a show in prime time. He can't do it. So Biden's back in the news. Fox is going to jump in on the fray. And I've already told you, CBS has gotten in. There'll be more and more and more. You can't keep playing preferential politics and think you're going to survive. The stories are out there, and they're salacious. We are watching the National Enquirer and the Globe play out in full force at the White House with Hunter Biden. By the way, for those of you who are wondering where Hunter is, he's not at the White House hunkered down. He's over at somebody's place in Martha's Vineyard is what I heard, hiding out. Doesn't want to get served with additional papers to pay child support. Boy. These are the Trumps. But here's what I want you to think about. Joe Biden is in a rock and a hard place. He's now declared he's a candidate again, so they get to ask him the tough questions. And you think Joe is going to want to answer these embarrassing questions about his son? And what about Hunter? What about when the heat gets on him? Is he going to want to continue to take his dad, who wants another 4 years of absolute hell for us? You think he's going to want to take his dad down this path? Now, the guy who's talking about, I was reading an article about this, while he's noting that the press is starting to take notice of the Bidens, he's saying they're not taking enough notice. NBC gave it 36 seconds. These people gave it 24 seconds or whatever. 36 seconds or 24 seconds more than they would have gotten. More than they would have even wanted to in a million years. They're forced to do it. We have waited a long time for this to happen, so now we need to thoroughly enjoy it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Love talking about woke, boy. Woo! We got some more fallout, people. We got some fallout. More going on in the whole Bud Light debacle. Another executive is out, and I don't mean gay. I mean out. In the wake of the most disastrous marketing campaign since perhaps Gillette or Nike, the beer execs have decided to cut bait. Oh, they're not going to describe it that way. They're going to, you know, people are on leave of absence, you know, they're taking a hiatus, you know, on sabbatical. They have all kinds, you know, names, FMLA, whatever. They're out. They're gone. Who can forget this massive faceplant of the vice president of marketing for Bud Light? This will go down as one of the worst marketing campaigns in corporate history. And sadly, this VP sacrifice the buds. I'm talking about the bubbas. I'm talking about the frat boys and the other people who drink beer for beer's sake. And they sacrifice those guys for the sake of the trans community. I call it marketing kamikaze. Alyssa Heinerscheid fought the bud and the bud won. She's taken a leave of absence
Now, this happened a few days ago, maybe a week ago. I don't remember when. It happened pretty fast. And I talked about her. I gave you a little bit of her background. She's a Wharton grad who got her MBA from Harvard. Oh, from Harvard. She's supposedly one of the smartest people on the planet. And let me ask you this, people. Ordinary folks out there listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. That's right. 844-551-8255. Would any of you who do not have that Ivy League pedigree, would you have done something to market Bud this stupid? I'm going to answer for you. Heck no. Even you know, the minions, the sodomites, the non-elites. Well, guess what? We are not stupid enough to go, you know what? I'm going to go against my base. And I'm going to satisfy the trans community because that's what beer drinking is all about. But there's a second casualty. Not just Alyssa. Nope. And what's funny, when she was fired or put on leave, I wrote, because her boss's boss took over. And then I learned that Budweiser was not going to replace some of these middle management people. And I thought she reported directly to the guy. His name is Daniel Blake, I believe. No, it's not. It's not. It was a different guy. But I thought he was like her direct boss. Well, he wasn't. Turns out there's another layer between her and this and the guy I was just talking about. But either way, if he were her boss, I was thinking to myself, how's he not fired? What was he doing? He let her do this. Yeah, I mean, get rid of her, but don't they have to come to somebody with a market and say, listen, hey, Chuck, I want to pitch this to you. We're gonna put a trans community person on the can, and we're going to celebrate womanhood from a guy. And the marketing department would be like, somebody call security. Or call a treatment facility because you're on drugs. Who was overseeing this? Well, we know who it is now. It was a second casualty. Hiershire's boss is the guy Daniel Blake, and he too has now taken a leave of absence. Does this surprise you? Given the circumstances, Alyssa has decided to take a leave of absence, which we support, an Anheuser-Busch spokesperson said in an email. Daniel has also decided to take a leave of absence. It's so funny the way that it's written because, you know, we get it. Alyssa did it, and then they're like, but we're also letting go of her boss. Hey, by the way, good optics. Because you can't just fire the incompetent Ivy League woman. You got to let her boss go, too. Oh, my goodness. This tickles me because I love it. I love when people get fired over BS. And this is exactly what should have happened. Look. Don Lemon gets fired. Why? I tell you why. They couldn't fire this guy because he was a diva. They were concerned about him being black and gay. And finally it got to the point where Don argued with this guy, Vivek Ramaswamy. And I think they said, you know what? Enough is enough. Enough is enough. We can let him go. We got plenty of grounds to let this clown go. Wouldn't even let a guest speak on real history. Yeah, and then there were two. Anyone who would allow Heinerscheid to launch such an ill-fated campaign should have been fired. He should have been fired first. I understand the concept of give them enough rope, folks, but only enough to hang themselves. Not you too, Daniel. But let's be honest. Heinerscheid represents the typical Me Too exec. She's got this amazing pedigree from Ivy League schools who taught her what? Social justice. That's all. Because woke is the measure of education these days. She didn't learn marketing. She didn't learn sales. She didn't learn accounting and reading a balance sheet and all that. She learned sociology. And she was going to apply this avant-garde thinking to Bud Beer. And which just absolutely floors me. Yeah. Forget the grades, forget merit, forget actual experience. Those metrics are so last year. Nope. Former Anheuser-Busch executive Anson Fredericks commented on this debacle, and here's what he said. He essentially said that Americans aren't going to forget about this. And he exposes the real lesson, and I want you to pay attention to this part. He says there's a fundamental problem that's going on right now where AB has to choose who's it going to be accountable to. Will it be its shareholders or its so-called stakeholders? Let me explain. Historically, Anheuser-Busch has been accountable to its shareholders, which are people like firefighters, doctors, lawyers, and that invested in companies like AB via their 401k or their pension plans. It says over the last couple of years, there's been organizations like BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard that have pushed this new model of stakeholder capitalism, asking companies like AB to be accountable to all these so-called stakeholders, political organizations, activist organizations. They do so by implementing ESG, which is environmental social governance, and these various policies and corporations that ask them to get involved in these controversial issues. But unfortunately, when you try to be everything to everyone, you end up being accountable to no one. What the customer wants with Bud Light is to have the things that bring us together. They want humor, dilly-dally guys. They want football. They want the things that bind us together as co-equal citizens here, not necessarily having Bud Light get involved in political controversies that tear us apart. He says, this is one of the most apolitical brands out there, shared by Democrats and Republicans. So what's the lesson, folks? You want to know what it is? I figured it out. The lesson is, people matter, not executives. I was piecing this together in my mind, and I said to myself, when you consider what Joe Biden and the elitists who are pulling his strings are doing, remember Bud Light. The people matter. Joe Biden says he's going to legislate us into trans conformity. We are going to treat the trans as a special interest group. By hook or by crook, you will capitulate. You're going to take the product. And you know what we decided? We don't want the product anymore. Because the product is not about your beer. Your product is now a message. And you're wanting to force me to have a message. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop drinking your beer. I'm going to not let you win. Perhaps Daniel Blake and Alyssa Heinerschneid, whatever her name is, will take this lesson to their next companies. People matter. This is what I keep saying to you. People listen to my show. You matter. You're important. I don't care whether you 1,000 people listen to this show, download it, or 100,000. You're important. If 1,000 people decide today, Kevin, we're going to make you a star. I'll be a star within a month. That doesn't even take 1,000. If 20 committed people say today, Kevin, we're going to make you a star, it'll happen. I know that with all my heart. And I know there are a lot of you out there that think, Kevin, man, you're a big name. You think more of me. Let me tell you something. I think so highly of you, I couldn't even explain it to you. You are amazing. All you have to do is want it. All you have to do is say, I'm going to do that. I'm going to make the people that I care about important. And as a Bush, we're the important ones.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.